Coach, congratulations. Both your teams had great weekends here. And
now for the class 1A meet,
or you guys broke a school record, I guess, with the points for the boys, 101 points. And you know, Friday was kind of a rough day, but Saturday you guys really picked it up and into today.
Yeah, I hadn't realized that. I didn't really know what our point totals were ever. But we got great kids. I mean, they're great kids to coach. They're great kids to have at practice, to be around. You're right, though. The state track meet's always a roller coaster. And Friday was pretty emotional, you know. It was a tough day with what happened to Jack, and then we bounced back, and Jack ran a great mile, you know, and just great for him to be able to come back. I don't know how many coaches told me that's the toughest thing they've ever seen, you know. And then our girls, you know, break the school record in a 4x4, and our boys break the state record in a 4x4, and Marshall breaks it in a pole vault and almost had the best jump ever at the state track meet. You know, he's well over it, just kind of brushed it off, you know. So our kids just competed really well, which they've done all year long, and it's just – yes, this group's been a blast. You know, these seniors on the way out of senior boys, part of three state championships and a third place finish in 4A in their 4 years. That's pretty impressive. So they deserve all the credit. They're the ones that worked their tail off out here, and they come out here on all this pressure with all these fans, and they just do it.
I mean, this is quite an amazing crew here with three state championships in 4 years and a third place in 4A, and that's probably a dynasty team. Would you call it a dynasty crew?
I don't know about dynasty, but I hope we got a good group of kids coming back, too. You know, I hope we come out and compete really well then. We'll just have to see what happens next spring, but I don't know about any of this stuff. I mean, I got great assistant coaches and coach their areas and do a good job, and I just leave them alone, and, you know, so we have a lot of fun together, too, so it's been a joy.
Girls, sixth place, a good finish, just two seniors on that team. What a gutty output by them.
Yeah, you know, Dulce's been here 4 years to the state track meet, and she's just an incredible kid. And, you know, Jared the same way. She's a great kid, and I was really glad to see her make it this year. And she threw well. You know, she was kind of sitting down out of the medals coming in, and she threw very well and actually placed higher than what she was sitting. So she didn't come in here and, you know, wet herself like we talk about sometimes.
And now for
some kids will do.
Girls.
She did a great job. And
place,
you know, Dulce, she's an incredible kid, Kristen, and a great attitude, and kind of a sneaky girl sometimes, likes to prank sometimes. But she's a neat kid, and I'll really miss her. Her and Jared both when they're gone.
In seventh place with 27.
All right, well, thank you. Congratulations on a great weekend here for you guys.
Thanks.